Look Inside, Chapter 1, Green Eggs and Ham.
You are such an ass.
Sam glared in his brother's direction before turning his view back out the Impala's windshield. The brothers were driving down Route 50 through the Colorado Rockies. The mountain views and scenery were breathtaking, but Dean's annoying personality seemed to be taking away from the incredible landscape. At least, that was Sam's opinion. Dean laughed at his brother's annoyance.
Come on, Sam, don't be such a wuss.
Sam shot another glare at his brother.
Wuss has nothing to do with it. Wuss implies fear. Fear is not my problem. Having a brother that's an ass is my problem.
And once again, Sam's attention returned to the mountains. Dean continued to snicker.
You lost the coin toss fair and square.
Sam continued to view the scenery.
No, I didn't even know there was a coin toss.
Dean interrupted.
You called tails.
Sam argued.
You said call it, so I called tails. You didn't tell me what I was calling for. It doesn't count.
Dean sighed, still smirking.
Wine, wine, wine. You caught it, it counts.
Sam shook his head.
It doesn't.
Say what you want, Sam, it counts. You and I both know it.
Silence stretched for a minute before Dean added to his argument.
Besides, you owe me. Sam turned his attention back to Dean, annoyed.
What the hell for?
Dean grinned. Green eggs and ham.
What?
Dean looked briefly at his brother's confused face before turning his attention back towards the road.
Green eggs and ham. Every day for 2 years, at least 10 times a day.
You owe me, Sam. Sam turned back to the mountains and glared at them. He had no good argument for that, although he was thinking of something along the lines of a statute of limitations for those sort of things. But still, Dean did have to read that story at least 10 times a day for 2 years. Sam had lost the argument, and if looks could kill, those mountains would be dead by now. Dean smiled in his victory, not that there was ever any doubt, even with the coin toss. Sam always picked tails, which is why Dean carried a two-tailed coin around. Dean resisted laughing out loud. Sam always picked tails because he never wanted to be tricked by a two-headed coin. Dean shook his head.
Stupid kid. Got a free ride to Stanford, and it never occurred to him that there could be a two-tailed coin.
I'm not doing it. Dean turned his attention back to his irritated brother and rolled his eyes.
Fine. If Sam was going to be annoying about this, so could he.
And Dean versus Sam in the ability to annoy? Poor Sammy, he had no chance.
I do not like them, Sam I am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
Sam's eyes shot daggers at his brother. But he stood his ground.
No, Dean, forget it. The coin toss doesn't count, and I'm not doing it.
Dean remained perfectly calm and content as he continued his argument.
I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere.
Sam scowled and turned so that he was looking out the passenger window, with his back to his brother.
Could you, would you, with a goat? Would you on a boat? Would you in the rain? Would you on a train?
Growling, Sam threw himself around in the seat so that he was once again looking at Dean.
Enough, dude. Stop. It's not gonna happen.
Dean continued to face the road, no sign that he even heard his brother.
I would not, could not with a goat. I would not, could not on a boat. I would not, could not in the rain. I would not, could not on the train.
Sam growled again and angrily flipped his body back towards the window.
I will not eat them in a house. I will not eat them with a mouse. I will not eat them here or there. I will not eat them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am.
Sam stared out the window as he spoke to his brother.
Dean, I swear to God, not in the dark, not in a tree, not in a car, you let me be. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am.
Sam laid back in the seat and covered his face with his hands and yelled,
Stop!
Dean looked at his brother as though hearing him for the first time.
Stop? Stop? You want me to stop reciting green eggs and ham?
Huh.
You know, as I seem to remember, there were many, many times that I asked you if I could stop reading Green Eggs and Ham, and, if my memory serves me, you said, and I quote, Please, Dean, but that book is my favorite. It has my name in it. Please, I'll do whatever you want if you read it again.
Sam peeked one eye out through the fingers covering his face, and Dean grinned at him.
Sam spoke through gritted teeth in his hands. That doesn't count. I was 5.
Dean returned his attention to the road, still grinning.
You said it, I read it, you owe it, and you know it.
Sam growled again and then whined into his hands. Finally admitting defeat, Sam let his hands drop from his face as he sulked in the seat.
Fine, I'll do it. But you don't get to bring up green eggs and ham for at least a year. Dean grinned but said nothing. Spotting Danny's bunkhouse up ahead, the first motel in over 150 miles, Dean pulled over to the motel's dirt lot. This looks like a good place. Sam looked around the area, seeing only mountains, wildflowers, dirt, and grass. How far is the restaurant from here? Dean looked at his brother. Restaurant is a bit of a stretch. The diner should be about 10 miles up the road in the local town. Sam nodded, making a face to once again let Dean know how unhappy he was with what he was being forced to do. Dean laughed at him and then hit him in the arm. Come on, Sammy. We'll get checked in and then make our way down to the diner. This way we'll already have a place ready, you know, in case. Sam gave his brother a look before stepping out of the car and slamming the door. Great.